Section 1 of Reminiscences of Captain Gronow. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Ruth Golding. Reminiscences of Captain Gronow by Captain Rhys Howell Gronow. Section 1. Reminiscences of Captain Gronow, formerly of the Grenadier Guards and MP for Stafford, being anecdotes of the camp, the court, and the clubs at the close of the last war with France, related by himself. O friends regretted, scenes for ever dear, remembrance hails you with her warmest tear. Drooping she bends o'er pensive fancy's urn to trace the hours which never can return. A few words to the reader. It has been my lot to have lived through the greater part of one of the most eventful centuries of England's history, and I have been thrown amongst most of the remarkable men of my day, whether soldiers, statesmen, men of letters, theatrical people, or those whose birth and fortune, rather perhaps than their virtues or talents, have caused them to be conspicuous in society at home or abroad. Nature having endowed me with a strong memory, I can recall, with all their original vividness, scenes that took place 50 years ago, and distinctly recollect the face, walk, and voice, as well as the dress and general manner, of every one whom I have known. I have frequently repeated to my friends what I have seen and heard since the year that I joined the Guards, 1813. And have been urged to commit to paper my anecdotes and reminiscences. Unfortunately, I have not the power of efficiently describing in words the pictures that are hung up in the long gallery of my memory. A man may see very distinctly the landscape before him, yet he may be unable to delineate that which he gazes upon and is intimately acquainted with. A viva voce narrative of an incident told to a friend in conversation may pass muster, and one is able to fill up any gaps in an imperfect description. But it always occurred to me that I had no right to task a reader's time and patience unless I could put before him what I had to say in a lucid and complete form. I therefore refrained from committing myself to print. I have at length, however, yielded to the suggestion of friends, and written down some anecdotes in the best way I could. Soldiers are not generally famous for literary excellence, and when I was young, the military man was, perhaps, much less a scholar than he is at the present day, but I hope that the interest of the matter will make up for any deficiency of style. In going over more than half a century, and treating of men, women, and events, it was necessary to leave out many anecdotes which would, perhaps, have been more interesting than most of those that I have given, for I would not willingly offend or hurt the feelings of any one, and I wish to respect the memory of the dead, as well as to take into consideration the sensitiveness of the living. My reminiscences, it will be seen, are nothing more than miniature illustrations of contemporary history. And though the reader may find here and there scraps of biographical matter, I confine myself to facts and characteristics which were familiar to the circle in which I moved, and perhaps are as much public property as the painted portraits of celebrities. Should this work meet with the approbation of the public, I hope at a future time to publish an additional one, as my memory still serves me with sufficient materials for another volume of a similar kind. R. H. Gronow. My entrance into the army. After leaving Eton, I received an ensign's commission in the First Guards during the month of December 1812. Though many years have elapsed, I still remember my boyish delight at being named to so distinguished a regiment, and at the prospect of soon taking part in the glorious deeds of our army in Spain. I joined in February 1813, and cannot but recollect with astonishment how limited and imperfect was the instruction which an officer received at that time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?